You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hey, Cindy Paracool.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from February 2026.
And we start with 125 years of BSI.
This year marks the 125th anniversary of the pivotal meeting at the Institution of Civil Engineers that led to the creation of what would become BSI. At that meeting, Sir John Wolfe Barry proposed a motion that a committee of six members be appointed to consider the advisability of standardising the various kinds of iron and steel sections. And if found advisable, then to consider and report as to what steps should be taken to carry such standardisation into practice. The anniversary celebrates BSI's legacy as the world's first national standards body and the ongoing impact of its work. Today, 125 years on, BSI operates in 195 countries, serving over 80,000 clients worldwide, while continuing to shape safer, fairer, and more sustainable practices across industries and communities globally. Much more to come on this anniversary throughout the year. And it's 25 years of global standards cooperation.
This year marks 25 years of the world standards cooperation between the IEC, ISO, and ITU. To celebrate, the newly appointed presidents of the IEC and ISO, Jim Matthews and Khaled Soufi, met with ITU leaders and the IEC and ISO secretary generals for high-level discussions on shared priorities and strengthening global collaboration, and in particular, on supporting an all-electric, connected, and digital future. By aligning efforts, the IEC, ISO, and ITU strengthen the global standards ecosystem, foster innovation, harmonize approaches, and ensure coordinated action that benefits governments, industry, researchers, educators, and communities worldwide, creating a foundation for shared growth and resilient standards frameworks. New toy safety standard.
BSI has published BSEN 71-1, Safety of Toys, Part 1, Mechanical and Physical Properties, completing the updates to the EN 71 series and further enhancing protections for children at play. The standard sets out the safety requirements and test methods for toys designed for children under 14, with specific guidance for infants and toddlers, including soft-filled and simple toys. It covers design, packaging, marking, and labelling to ensure toys are safe when used as intended or in foreseeable ways. Though certain products like electrical equipment, sports gear, or collector items are excluded from the standard scope. EN 71-1 supports manufacturers, regulators, and educators in delivering toys that are fun, reliable, and safe, giving families confidence in everyday play. Protecting workers from climate risks.
New international guidance has been published to help organizations protect workers from the growing health and safety risks posed by climate change. ISO PAS 45007 provides practical risk-based advice for managing hazards from extreme heat, flooding, air pollution, new technologies, and climate adaptation or mitigation measures. The guidance is designed for organizations of all sizes and sectors, including those with or without formal occupational health and safety management systems. By applying the guidance, organizations can take proactive, coordinated action to create safer, healthier, and more sustainable workplaces in a changing climate. Check out the standards in 10 minutes we published on 45007 last month. And talking of 10, it's 10 Emmys and counting for multimedia standards.
Yes, we are in awards season, and here's a story you may have missed from late last year. The ISO IEC JTC1 Subcommittee 29's MPEG Systems Working Group 3, has won a Technology and Engineering Emmy Award for its work on the MPEG Common Media Application Format, or CMAF. Presented by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences on the 4th of December in New York, the award marks yet another milestone in the group's long-standing leadership in shaping the future of media technology. Published as ISO IEC 23000-19, CMAF is the global standard that makes online video streaming smoother and more reliable across devices, from phones and tablets to smart TVs. By giving everyone a common format, it ensures different platforms and services work together seamlessly. This is the 10th Emmy for Subcommittee 29 Expert Groups and the 6th for MPEG Systems, celebrating their ongoing role in shaping the digital media technologies we use every day. And finally, have your say on food loss and waste management.
A new international standard is set to shape how food loss and waste is managed globally. ISO 20001, Food Loss and Waste Management Minimization Management System, has reached its final development stage, establishing a benchmark from farm to fork. Although the public consultation closed in December 2025, BSI and Harper Adams University are still collecting practical industry feedback ahead of the ISO Technical Committee meeting in March 2026. Professionals across the food chain, from production to redistribution, are invited to contribute, helping make ISO 20001 practical, effective, and market ready. Get involved and have your say now. Details of how to do so are in the show notes.
They are indeed, as are links to some of the other stories we have featured today. And the show notes are also where you can find details of our socials and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakil.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For February 2026, that's The Standard's Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standard's Desk of News, from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a stripped media production.